Yes, hello, I'm Päivi Suonen. I work for the Council of Europe as a Nordic correspondent. We have met before. Finland is having a presidential election right now, a campaign. One of the themes is xenophobia, discrimination and hate speech is been going on in focus. I just want to ask you, what's the legacy for the next president of Finland to deal with the rising nationalism in Europe, for example, Hungary and these kind of things? Et pour vous, Monsieur Mignon, j'aimerais demander si qu'est-ce que l'Assemblée peut faire dans les cas comme en Finlande dans les élections présidentielles qui ont cours en ce moment. Il y a une question de xénophobie, hate speech et discrimination. Et quel est votre travail là-dedans ensemble? So in English and in
it's in very well that it's a very interesting question. It's good to come to Strasbourg to see it. Yes. So we have our second round, and now with the second round we have two candidates. They are both gentlemen. One is our former Speaker of the Parliament and former Minister of Finance, a Conservative, Mr. Minister, and I think he knows the Europe very well. The other one is Mr. Pekka Haavisto, who is also the former member of present member of the Finnish Parliament, and he is also the chairperson to the our National Roma Council. He is not Roma by himself, but he's a chairperson. I think that he especially has been fighting for the tolerance and to do all this. So I think that it is very interesting now. I would love to see the Finnish journalists here to listen to this, that how they feel this kind of the context, connection between the domestic politics and elections with the international issues. So I think one knows them very well. The other one, I think, is ready to see it that way. And I think that these issues has been very much in the Finnish discussion because our previous parliamentary elections, which one could see that we have also such kind of populist phenomena like in many other European countries, but now seem to be disappearing in a way, being there but not so strong as in the parliamentary elections so far. Let's see.
Moi, je voudrais essayer de répondre en quelques mots à la question importante qu'on vient de poser. C'est l'essence même c'est le rôle du Conseil de l'Europe. Nous sommes ici pour lutter, pour respecter les droits de l'homme, tout le monde l'a compris, mais pour lutter contre le racisme, contre la xénophobie, contre la bêtise, tout simplement. Nous le faisons depuis 1949. Le Conseil de l'Europe ne peut pas être critiqué sur ce point. Qu'est-ce qu'on peut faire de plus? Essayer d'être relayé par nos parlements nationaux. Ça, c'est important. Et je reconnais que là, on n'est pas forcément très bon. Pourquoi ? Parce qu'on a du mal à faire passer un certain nombre de messages. Il y a des campagnes intelligentes qui sont faites et qui ne sont pas toujours reprises par nos parlements nationaux. Et puis aussi, vous avez un rôle très important à jouer, vous les médias. C'est relayer ce que nous faisons, car nous n'avons de cesse de lutter contre ce racisme et cette xénophobie. Mais il est bien évident que nous sommes ici une enceinte, un forum. Imaginez Pavarotti dans un grand stade, sans avoir un minimum de sonorisation comme j'ai aujourd'hui, son discours sera tout à fait inaudible. Donc nous avons besoin de faire en sorte que les propos qui sont tenus dans cet hémicycle, le travail important qui serait fait ici, soient relayés, soient amplifiés dans les 47 États membres et bien au-delà.
I'm going to try and answer your very important question. Basically, you're referring to the core role of the Council of Europe, which is to defend human rights, to fight racism, xenophobia, and basic stupidity, really. And we've been doing this since 1949. No one can blame us for not having done what we were expected to do, but we definitely need to do more. And I think one thing we do need is that our message is actually taken up at the level of the national parliaments. And in that respect, we can do better. The messages we convey are not always heard. We carry out excellent national campaigns, but they are not then taken up at national level. And the media, like you, also have a very important role to play. We've always been fighting racism and xenophobia, but just imagine Pavarotti in this enormous football stadium. If he had no sound, no one would hear him. Well, it's the same for us, really. We have to make sure that we're heard and that our work is known.